together. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, you know who else is going to be in the new Obama film? You know what? I'm not going to announce it. This thing's got everybody. It's crazy. And they all really make key points, and it all comes together as a synergy. Most of these guys don't even know each other, but they're all on the same page for liberty and freedom. Okay, Bob, I got a bunch of rapid-fire questions. Yep. Barack Obama.
Yep.
I mean, he said he wasn't going to hire lobbyists. In your own words, as we're also taping for the live film, you know, go over it. He's lied about not hiring lobbyists. He's lied about signing statements. He's lied about not raising taxes unless you're above $250,000 a year. It's a huge stunt where they've moved some of the troops out of a few cities and redrawn the lines of Baghdad and five other cities where the bases are on the cities and the troops are there, but they're just now saying that isn't part of the city. They're playing all sorts of semantical and statistical games. They're increasing troops to 100,000 in Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're escalating the great game and divide and conquer there. I didn't like Slick Willie. I didn't like George W. Bush. I didn't like George Bush's daddy. I didn't like any of these guys. But Obama, he said, I mean it. I pledge. This is real. You can trust me. Yeah. And, I mean, is he the New World Order closer? I mean, we know he's filled his administration with old brass of the neocons. And is it only people like Fox Phelan or Fallon quitting that are stopping him from attacking Iran with Biden saying, green light, baby, go in?
I'm not sure, but I hope that Obama will return to what he knows is right. I mean, he is not a bumbling ignoramus puppet like we've had. He is intelligence. He is articulate. He is charismatic. And this makes him far more dangerous than George W. Bush. If he allows himself to be used. But because he is intelligent, because he used to be a community organizer, because of what he said in the past, I believe he really wants to do the right thing by the American people, but he doesn't know how to do it. And we're going to tell him how to do it.
But isn't that the best kind of Judas goat, is somebody who believes that they're selling the magic elixir or whatever? I mean, I agree, he's charismatic, he's slick, but he is reading off a teleprompter,
yep,
written by the military-industrial complex. I mean, can you speak to the teleprompter?
I think that he is so intelligent that he's going to see through it at some point. And like Jimmy Carter, he's going to turn against his masters. And Carter had the presidency essentially taken out of his hands by Zbigniew Brzezinski. Obama has the same mentor, Zbigniew Brzezinski. And we know that there's going to be a struggle if Obama says, I'm not doing this anymore. I promised real change, and what I've given the American people is chump change. We're going to have real change, and I'm going to start serving the people, and you guys in the big corporations, you know, sorry about that.
Well, Bob, he revels, though, and we'll talk more about this in the final segment coming up. He revels. When I'm watching him, his body language, he is relishing all these lies. He's relishing betraying the people. I mean, he is really getting into it. And I know what I'm seeing on his face, and I know you're hoping that he'll reverse course. But, I mean, do you admit he has completely done a 180 from what he said he would do?
Sure. He has done some good things. He has made some positive changes, but like I say, chump change. For him to really come around is going to be dangerous to him. Barack's one weakness, it seems, is that he wants to be liked by everybody, including the global elites. And the fact is, you can't serve two masters. And he is at some point going to have to decide whether he's going to carry through on his pre-election pledges to serve us, the American people, or if he's going to continue to serve those global elites that he has surrounded himself with.
All right, stay there. We got a break. Right back with Bob Bowman.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Dr. Bob Bowman here in studio with us. Coming up in the next segment for the rest of the hour, we've got Reverend Ted Pike joining us to break down the hate crimes legislation. It's passed the House. And it's so draconian, it makes my head spin. I mean, it just outright gets rid of the First Amendment. Okay, Bob, you were continuing. You know, looking at Obama, everything that Clinton set up was a foundation for Bush. Everything Bush set up was a foundation now for Obama. And Obama, whether it's draconian gun control or expanding wars or bringing in more corporate lobbyists or banking looting, it doesn't matter what it is, or attacks on free speech with all this legislation. I mean, it's even got my head spinning that they're moving this fast and they're getting so much of it passed or on the verge of passing. Is this the system starting to panic, or in your view, I mean, speak to that. Do you agree they're rushing things right now? And why are they rushing things? Is it because things are going so well, or is this a failing forward because they see the audit of the Fed building? They see people becoming knowledgeable about the power structure and its architecture. They see the military waking up. What's happening?
Oh, I think they're very worried. They're worried about all of us dissenters. They're worried about Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich working together, old friends of mine. They're worried about the 9/11 truth movement. They're worried about Obama and their control over him. I think they're greatly worried and they're trying to get done what they need to get done. I sent Obama an inaugural address. He didn't use it, but those are the things that he ought to do. He needs to reverse course. He needs to get rid of all 1,100 signing statements of George W. Bush and promise that he's not going to do that, because the Constitution doesn't give the president the power to make legislation or unmake it. It gives that to the Congress, the people's representatives. He needs to do away with Presidential Directives 20 and 51, which give him dictatorial powers. He needs to tell Congress that they've got to repeal the misnamed Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act. He has to get rid of all of the executive orders and legislation which is the foundation of martial law and the incarceration of the U.S. citizens.
You know, that's a key point I forgot to even make in this film we're making, so please make it now, Dr. Bowman. I mean, with more details. He's keeping everything Bush is doing on the signing statements and the police state and the Patriot Act, and now saying, yeah, even if these detainees are found not guilty in kangaroo courts, we're still going to hold them. I mean, that's throw you in the dungeon, throw away the key, the bedrock of tyranny, is it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And he's got to do away with that. He's got to release all those detained without charge. He has to really close Guantanamo Bay and tell the American people, don't worry, we'll find somewhere else for Bush and Cheney. I mean, he's got to make those bold steps. He's got to give us real change, change we can believe in. That's what he promised. That's what he has to do. The American people are not going to be satisfied with chump change, and we know better.
Okay, well, they're starting. His President Obama's poll numbers are starting to really slide, and a lot of his supporters are saying, where is the change? This looks like more of the same,
yeah.
Same globalist corporate agenda, same New World Order. What is going to happen when they try to give the Federal Reserve this fall total power, not just over banking, but over all financial operations, from a hot dog stand to a golf club park? I mean, what's going to happen as people realize it is change, but more change towards tyranny and consolidation of power? Because clearly, right now, that's where it's going. If Obama doesn't change course, what do you see happening in the future domestically, on Main Street, but also with Iran and Pakistan? If he stays the course, where is this agenda taking us?
It has been said by some very good people, those who make
peaceful revolution
impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Start over. That was great. I interrupted it, helping you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us.
Those who make peaceful change impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I heard that many times when I was sharing the stage with William Sloan Coffin. And, of course, he got it from the Kennedys. And it's true. The only way we're going to save this country is through a nonviolent revolution. We need exactly what Obama promised.
Well, I described a nonviolent revolution. Here's Ocean Spray cranberry drink. And I couldn't buy this for the last decade because it had high fructose corn syrup in it, which had been proven in a lot of studies to be linked to diabetes and a lot of problems. Also, for some reason, it has high levels of mercury. In fact, people won't believe it. Put the Washington Post up. Half of corn syrup products have mercury in it. And so I couldn't drink it. But now, suddenly, it has pure sugar cane in it as its ingredient. That was because the people stopped buying anything with high fructose corn syrup. Overnight, it's vanishing like a vapor at morning, like, you know, like phantoms at dawn. There is a microcosm of us voting with our dollars and our ideas, and by getting the word out person to person and then voting with our dollars.
Yeah. And but right now I am hoping that Obama will give us some real leadership. He's the only president we've got, and I'm not giving up on him yet, but You know, we can't wait forever. He may only have 4 years. And he's got to take action and take it now.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm making a big deal out of this today. This is a huge victory, Bob.
Yeah.
That this product and many others has high fructose corn syrup in it, and now because the people saying no, word of mouth, even with the big high fructose corn syrup Archer Daniels Midland propaganda ads that yep. they've been running in the last year on every TV channel I've yep. seen, they failed. Again, we have to get our spirit back. We have to say we don't have a broken spirit. We're not capitulating. We're not giving into your tyranny. We're not giving into a global corporate dictatorship. And with that said, your breakdown briefly on what's happening with the banking takeover, this engineered financial collapse, are they going to be successful?
Well, they've already been successful in stealing hundreds of billions of dollars from the American people. It's, pump all the money to the top, promise the people it's going to trickle down, and of course it never does. And this is a part of it. Like I say, if they're too big to fail, they're too big to exist.
Absolutely. That said, just a few more quick questions while we've still got you here in studio with us before Reverend Ted Pike comes up. When you're out there across the land, when you're out there speaking to the people, I've already talked about H.R. 1207 to audit the Fed, having 250-plus sponsors. Even if the Senate runs a procedural scam and won't let it come to a vote, now the people are saying, why are you hiding this? What are you covering up? People are now discovering the Federal Reserve is the real dictatorship yeah. that sits above the whole country. And I'm just seeing everywhere across the political spectrum an awakening. Can you speak to auditing the Fed and speak to what you're seeing across the country with an awakening?
We not only need to audit the Fed, and I certainly support that, but eventually we need to disband the Fed. We need to get rid of it. Many people say, well, giving the Fed more power is okay because we're going to nationalize it. We're going to make it really federal. I mean, right now it's no more federal than Federal Express, but that doesn't do any good. If the Federal Reserve becomes really a part of the government, that's going to be okay only if the government is still not ruled by these global money elites. And right now it is. So we have to keep spreading the message that the Federal Reserve is private. It has private stockholders, like the Queen of England and a lot of other folks. They don't put a penny of their money at risk. When they loan to the U.S. government, they're not loaning their own money. They're just putting an entry in a ledger. And they're getting hundreds of billions of our tax dollars in interest payments every year when not a penny of their money is at risk. What kind of a return is that? It's infinite percent.
This isn't even fractional reserve banking. This is just complete flim-flam fraud, and through this magic checkbook, they've gained the whole world. So, of course, they want to implode the economy and get us into debt. That's how they get control of us. That's how they get the real assets. Well, you're traveling across the country on a speaking tour. Folks can find out more, of course, at the website.
ThePatriots.us.
ThePatriots with an S, .us. Dr. Bob Bowman, it's great having you here. We didn't have time to get into... When you started speaking out against the Star Wars program as a decapitation weapon,
right.
how you experienced the rigged game. You said GE came and offered you a big buyout?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got attempted bribery, attempted blackmail, death threats, IRS harassment. I got 3 audits in 2 years. The FBI and the CIA called me in. They didn't like me speaking out and telling the American people
what is
an offensive weapon disguised as defense.
What did the CIA say when they called you in?
Well, they didn't like the fact that I was traveling overseas speaking against actions of the U.S. government. And, as if not agreeing with government actions was somehow unpatriotic. And, this whole idea is why we have to insist
on free speech.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, he's a very busy man. He does hundreds of radio talk interviews. Truth Tellers is the website. We'll give you the full address here in a moment. He's Reverend Ted Pike, and he fights the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the globalists, who openly in Europe have banned free speech. They're banning it in Canada, and I have the bills here in front of me. This is passed the House, and it has language I never saw before. which says whoever transmits in interstate or foreign commerce any communication, that's the internet, with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress. And I've seen the federal judges argue, and he has the videos up on his site. Maybe we'll pull some of those up in a few minutes, where they're saying, no, if you hurt somebody's feelings, we're going to arrest you. So substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means to support severe, repeated, or hostile behavior, hostile saying, I'm sick of your tyranny, shall be fined under this title or in prison not more than 2 years or both. And then it goes on to say anyone trying to influence politicians, this is the end of free speech. This is the end of it. And they always say, oh, let's ban Nazis' free speech. Whether you love a Nazi's speech or hate a Nazi's speech, whether you love a Black Panther speech or hate their speech, whether you like Mecha saying they're the God race and for the race everything, those outside the race nothing. The point is, they sell this idea, and then they want to restrict everybody's free speech and are openly saying in congressional hearings, ban free speech, ban architects and engineers, and they put them up next to Al-Qaeda training videos. So nobody has fought this like Reverend Ted Pike, and I saw the language in this and didn't think it could pass the House. It has passed. Folks, it has happened. Just like the carbon bill and just like everything else is passing, this is the time the New World Order's taken over. So quick segment now. We'll do this for the rest of the hour, maybe a little bit longer if you can do it. We have another guest coming up. Reverend Ted Pike, tell us what's happening. I've never seen things this ominous, America in this much peril.
Well, actually, Alex, what you are quoting there from is the Anti-Defamation League's anti-bullying bill, which is a separate bill which is now in the House Judiciary.
But I saw the same language in the hate bill, correct?
Well, no.
And that federalizes local police.
Yeah, the hate bill, which is S-909, is a different piece of legislation, and that has passed the House. The anti-bullying bill is still in the House Judiciary. Now, what the federal hate crimes bill, S-909, the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, says back in its original 1968 hate law, which was passed at the height of the civil rights movement just after Martin Luther King was killed, it says in Title 18, Section 2A, that anyone, a talk show host, a pastor, even a person on the street corner, who uses language that might induce or incite some unstable person to commit a hate crime, he could be 2,000 miles away and hear you on the radio, then that original speaker can be tried as a principal in federal court right along with the active offender with a possible 10-year prison sentence. So you see, this big federal hate bill, which could go for a vote next week in the Senate, is basically a series of amendments on that original 1968 law, which was basically a hate crime, a speech law, but it really couldn't be enforced effectively because of something called states' rights in law enforcement, which prohibited the federal government from coming down any time it wanted and intervening and taking over in states' rights. All of those barriers, the six major barriers, will be washed away if the federal hate bill is passed in the Senate. And basically what it'll be doing is establishing a police state system, a perfect unity, a seamless unity between federal policing powers and local policing powers.
Please continue.
Yes. Now, the big problem this week is the Democrats have decided they are going to attach the hate bill, S-909, onto the Defense Authorization Bill, which is up for a vote perhaps as early as next Wednesday. Now, we have a tremendous opportunity here now to destroy the hate bill, because 2 weeks ago in the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, really, really messed up. He came in there with great prestige, and for 45 minutes he was supposed to undergird and support and strengthen the hate bill. Actually, he did exactly the opposite. He shut off his mouth and he said that this hate bill, contrary to what it says on the first bill, the first page of S-909, this bill will not protect all Americans according to race and religion and gender. No, he said, this is a very specific bill meant to protect only historically persecuted groups like blacks, like homosexuals, like Jews, etc.
So actually what this does is create a super group of super citizens, titles of nobility, here in the United States.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought.
Folks, since I got Reverend Ted Pike on late, he's going to be with us into the next half hour of the final hour. Then the guest from the San Antonio newspaper who went and took a photo of the public NSA snooping base, the cybersecurity internet snooping base, where Big Brother reads our mail. They ran out and grabbed him, basically kidnapped him. That's coming up in the last 30 minutes. We're going to go back to Reverend Ted Pike to break this down. Folks, you know, he's always there ringing the alarm bell when they try to destroy the First Amendment, but this time they're coming the closest I've ever seen. We'll see if he agrees with me. He was explaining to me during the break that it's similar language in the cyberbullying and the hate bill. In fact, I have both of them here, but that the hate bill is even worse than the passages I was reading. So we're going to go over that and play the video clip of them admitting that Holder is saying that, no, this doesn't protect everybody. This only creates a select group that's protected. But before we go back to Ted Pike, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that are making this hour of the radio show possible. And one of those is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice and storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a great way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks. So make your move today. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. One word, mysolarbackup.com, or give them the toll-free number. Folks, you can give them a call at the toll-free number, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And then in closing, got to get one plug in today for my films. Ladies and gentlemen, my DVDs, my films, have been seen by conservatively, well, the Obama deception, well over 15 million people in 3 months, free on YouTube and Google. You can go count up all the views on the channels. And I quit counting a month ago, so it's more than that. 15 million views, free on the web. This baby, over 20 million views in the last 2 years online. Over 20 million we know of. Now, I've only sold a few thousand DVDs. I don't care. I love reaching people. I love saving lives. I love people understanding the globalists are eugenicists who openly want to set up world government. People say, okay, we're going to live under a world government, big deal. It's to kill you, folks. It is to persecute you. It is to rip you limb from limb. This film is life-saving. Get the DVD. Have it. Send people the free clips online or the full film. Watch it in high quality at prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Then it's streamed to you in super high quality. You can burn it to disk, burn it to DivX, give it to people in higher quality, because a lot of folks won't watch the cruddy YouTube or Google quality. The point is, this is high-quality DVD. Respect yourself enough to have it in high quality if you're going to spend 2 hours and 40 minutes watching it. There's an online bibliography proving every claim and document in this film. Whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com will get you there. The Obama deception, the biggest film I've ever released. It shatters the left-right paradigm, exposes how both parties are controlled, the hate speech laws, the tyranny, the FEMA camps, the Northcom, Obama being a liar. But showing people, Republicans who watch it, that Bush was a liar as well. This film is shattering a left-right paradigm. Biggest film we've ever released. Get it on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get these films and others, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have also released a bunch of new Patriot T-shirts. We're putting new ones out every week. So check out all the new T-shirts we've added at InfoWars.com. We have the Socialism is Stealing shirt that shows a guy putting a gun to somebody's head who's got a bag of money, stealing it, saying socialism. There's a war on fear of mine, InfoWars.com. We've got a new T-shirt that has a cop with a billy club on the back saying, don't steal, the government hates competition, InfoWars.com on the front. We've got Minutemen, Culpepper flag, don't tread on me shirts. You want to meet like-minded people, you wear one of these shirts out in the city square or at the coffee shop, you're going to meet fellow info warriors. Now, you're going to meet fellow patriots. This is about us being open. We're mainstream. We're not going to shut up our speech. We're not going to let the DHS report saying Christians and gun owners and libertarians are terrorists. We're not going to let their demonization work. We're not going to let their chilling effect work. Get the shirts, get the DVDs, get the materials, InfoWars.com, or watch them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, you're not going to see me for the next 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to try to sit back and shut up and have Reverend Pike run over all the facts. Reverend, go back into that. Go back into the fact, because I've read the bills, and you're absolutely right. You're the expert on this. There it is, federalizing all the local police further. Teaching them with federal training by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center to be political officers. Jason Burmese's mom was driving into New York, went through the tollway, doesn't have a transponder, so they give you a little ticket card, and the ticket card said suspicious person, a yellow card, and the person said, I'm giving you this card because of your 9/11 truth sticker. And so she was then seen as a terrorist. They're already beginning the no-fly, no-buy, or no-buy, no-fly bills to ban you flying if you're on a no-fly list, to ban you having a job, 1,200,000 on it and growing each month by 24,000. It's this whole culture of Soviet-style secret police, commissariat, turning our local police into political officers. So I want you to go over that and then explain to us the hate bill versus the other bill. Then later we'll play the Holder clip. Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Well, as I was saying, Attorney General Holder has given a tremendous tool to those who want to defeat this hate bill. And what he said, again, is number one, that they're contrary to what the bill says on the front page, that all American citizens, according to race, religion, or gender will be protected by the federal government from violent hate crimes in the states if this bill is passed. Holder said, oh, no, no, no. This bill is for those historically victimized groups, basically of white Christian heterosexual civilization, primarily homosexuals, blacks, even women, Jews, on and on. And number two, what came out in the cross-examination in the judiciary 2 weeks ago was that Holder could not find a single example. He could not present any statistics that the states are not punishing violent hate crimes on the local level. He was again and again asked, and we have this in this 10-minute video at truthtellers.org. Again, Senator Sessions, Senator Coburn on this, said, just give us one example, and he couldn't. And you see, what this video does that we have at truthtellers.org is it knocks the foundation out of two of the very strongest arguments which the Anti-Defamation League has convinced not only the members of Congress, though, but of state legislators. ADL is proud at his website, ADL.org, that it persuaded 45 U.S. states to adopt some version of its model anti-hate law. And right at the beginning of the argument of the ADL throughout the 1990s to legislators on the local level was this promise, oh, no, this bill is not favoritistic toward some groups. This bill will protect everyone according to race, religion, and gender. See, it's written right there on the front page. And all these legislators said, well, that's great. Everybody's going to be protected. Now, astonishingly, the Attorney General of the United States is saying, no, this is an egalitarian, very discriminatory law against the 90% plus of the American people. This is only to protect those victims of historic Christian white heterosexual persecution. So, what we have to realize is this is a massive scam, a massive takeover, a massive erosion of the First Amendment to the Constitution, giving us free speech, of the Tenth Amendment to the Constitution, which tells the federal government to butt out of states' rights and law enforcement, and, of course, the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says the government can't exalt one group above the other. Now, what I am calling all Americans to do in the next several days is to call in to your senators. And also, at truthtellers.org, we have all 100 members of the U.S. Senate. Go there on the action page and spend some time this week, because the hate bill is scheduled to go through to possible passage by mid-next week. Spend some time before work. Spend some time during your lunch break calling all senators, if you possibly can, with this very simple message. This is an astonishingly simple message, but here's what I'd like you to say. Ask the staffers there, have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.org. Now, what we want to do, we want to absolutely saturate the Senate of the United States, especially the Democrats as well as the Republicans, with the staffers, the senators, the aides, all watching the Attorney General of the United States now telling the whole world that, contrary to what the ADL and Holder have been telling the Democrats, there is no equal justice under this hate bill. There is no reason for the federal government to come down and meddle in local law enforcement, because the states are doing a perfectly good job of prosecuting hate crimes. People need to, number one, come to truthtellers.org. The Holder video, the Holder expose is right there on the homepage. Click off and go on to a journey into hate bill fantasy land, according to Holder. And then number two, call these numbers to your members of the Senate, and hopefully all 100 members of the Senate. Here's the toll-free number, 877-851-6437. Again, the toll-free number to the Senate, 877-851-6437. And the backup toll number is 202-202. 225-3121. Again, that backup number is 202-225-3121. And here again is the simple message you deliver to the staffers. And you don't even have to say you're against the hate bill. Just say, have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.org. Now, what we're finding is that dozens of staffers are now watching this video. Dozens are reporting that they will watch it and they're going to be recommending it to their senators. We want to totally avalanche Congress, that is the Senate, in the next several days before markup hearing, perhaps on Monday or Tuesday, and a vote perhaps next Wednesday. We want to knock out the pillars underneath the two of the very strongest arguments which the liberals have made for the hate bill.
Well, I mean, inherently in Europe, it's only select groups that are protected. And then once they say, okay, you're arrested if you say that 5,999,000 Jews died, not 6 million. And then, okay, you're arrested if you call somebody the N-word. And then I have mainstream BBC articles, BBC headlines, hundreds arrested in hate sweep. And they have secret agents that sit in the bars and restaurants to hear hundreds of different racial terms. And then now we're hearing, oh, we want to add the term midget to be banned by the FCC from talk radio, when a midget isn't even a derogatory term. You know, it's called midgets and dwarfs, two different. You know, a midget is somebody who's proportionately proper size, their head, their hands, their feet, and a dwarf has a chromosomal disorder. But that's like in England when Robin Page, who isn't even political, not liberal or conservative, BBC One Man and His Dog host, where he goes to different towns and samples their beer and cheese, he gave a speech saying we deserve the same rights for rural communities as homosexuals and Muslims. He was arrested, and they said the word homosexual is hateful. So even scientific terms aren't allowed. It's at their discretion. So once they've done this, now they're saying climate change denial, you need to be arrested. And this is the point I want to raise here. I can see how I'm being set up. And I want you to comment on this and then have the floor and go over this, sir. But I want to inject this here. I'm already experiencing it. When Mr. Poplawski killed the three cops a few months ago in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, within 2 hours of him killing the cops and then giving up, there was an article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette attacking me in the headline by name, saying Poplawski was a fan and I influenced him to do this. Now, it then came out later that they'd gotten his comments off InfoWars, and he'd been on hundreds of sites, Fox News, you name it, and that he was actually attacking me for not being anti-Semitic. But the point is, I talked to the reporter within two, and he's a little guy who works with the local Southern Poverty Law Center. They all have their little pet reporters. Within 2 hours of these cops being killed, they had gone in the computers, their operatives in the police department had fed that to the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, but Southern Poverty Law Center specifically had then fed it to demonize me in the news. Same thing with Von Brune. And then now I have reporters calling me up from national publications, Psychology Today, Wall Street Journal, a bunch of other newspapers where I'm not even calling them back now, going, are you making people kill people? Should your speech be restricted? So I'm now seeing the setup where I've got some of the biggest websites out there. I've got the biggest alternative websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, where it's all about what people say on my message board, or if they tell police they never heard my show, I'm being set up for arrest, exactly what the bill says, the cyberbullying and others, that yes, if you influence somebody, you get arrested.
Absolutely. Now, this present bill, the Senate version, will be able to go back 7 years into your past, Alex. Any statement you have made over the past 7 years, which might be construed to have influenced, to aided or abetted the commission of a violent hate crime, you can be You can be tried as a principal in federal court right along with that person who claims that over the past 7 years he heard Alex Jones say hateful or hurtful things against these protected minorities. And you remember David Irving was indicted and convicted in Austria for statements he made something like 10 years previously. These hate laws want to put a noose, a lasso around everyone who is...
Well, this is Soviet mind control. Stay there. I'm going to come back. We're going to play that clip of Holder, a brief clip. The full video is at True Tellers. We've also got it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Reverend Ted Pike is with us into the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I am now the number one target when these things happen. Just briefly, Ted, what does that mean about my show? I don't even really get into racial stuff and religious things. Why do you think they're after me so bad?
Well, they're after you because you are politically incorrect. And communist-style government means that anyone who's against Soviet reality in Russia was indictable and sent off to the gulag.
This really is not just tyranny. This is the most hardcore... All this hate speech stuff is from the Soviet Union. Explain the history of this when we get back and how we beat this bill. Reverend Ted Pike.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Quotes the Quran and the scripture and says
homosexual activities are immoral, and he's attacked by a gay activist.
Well, the statute would not necessarily cover that. On the other hand, I think that...
So is there a reason for someone to think that this is odd? Does that strike you as odd, that one might be the crime and another one not?
We're talking about crimes that have a historic basis. Groups who have been targeted for violence as a result of the color of their skin, their sexual orientation, that is what this statute is designed to cover.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. The elderly are not protected groups. Security guards are not protected groups. Okay. Soldiers are apparently not protected groups. Some are protected groups and get special protection under this law.
But one has to look at the history of the unfortunate history of our nation. There are groups who have been singled out, who have been the objects of violence simply because of their sexual orientation, the color of their skin, their ethnicity. We have to face and confront that reality. That which historically has been a problem for that nation continues to be a problem for this nation. In the absence...
We'll play the rest coming up next hour. But the point here is, we're going to go back to Ted Pike. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I had black friends on the football team, and I went over to their house and hung out on the weekends. And a few times, we were attacked by groups of other blacks going through a neighborhood because I was white. When whites get attacked, and there are many black-on-white crimes that are racially motivated, they don't get a hate crime charge. That's not happening in Europe. You notice, oh, America's bad, our history, i.e. white people are bad. And that's what this is all about, and it's about racial politics. And whites are basically almost already the minority. They're mainly elderly, and you know, the so-called majority is elderly. And the little Reconquista and others brag, you all white people are all dying, we're going to get you, ah. And that's all cute and funny, and Ford and Chevy and General Motors, you know, everybody funds that. Miller Brewing funds Mecha and La Raza. That's all okay. It's just we're going to have select groups. So the government's going to persecute groups. If a white guy kills a black guy, there's going to be a hate crime charge. But if a black guy kills a white guy, there's not. So this is the type of mind control. But it's worse than that. It's the federal nature of turning your local police into political officers that judge each crime off of whether it was racially or sexually motivated. But then it goes further. That was the old hate bills they wanted. This new one that Reverend Pike was just covering. This is a quick segment. We're about to go back to him. This thing says your speech, if you made somebody not like somebody else and you hurt their feelings, you're going to prison. This is the Soviet Union. We're about to break, but Reverend Pike, break down. This happened in the Soviet Union. Hate crime, sensitivity training, all of this stuff was done before.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Lenin in 1918 put on a phonograph record, which was sent all out throughout Russia, that if anyone ever even said that any of the Bolshevik leaders were Jewish, it was an automatic death sentence.
Automatic death sentence. And again, do we have free speech in America or not?
Well, this is going to be determined next Wednesday on how the people respond.
Well, my God, folks, total tyranny. No one is safe if they allow this to pass. And they want to turn the SWAT teams and police loose on you. They want to take your property, and they are coming. This is the Red Terror. Ted Pike, back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.